Boom, 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 boom. Oh. The Carrie and Tommy podcast is just around the corner, and so is Christmas. But don't worry, Chemist Warehouse have you covered. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Oh. Yes, it is, and it is an absolutely massive show on the way for your Friday, guys.
Big show because you've got mail. It's coming up, an amazing trip that we're giving away. And what I love,
my favourite part of the world,
is that you've come up with a little idea to give away that you haven't thought through at all.
No.
But you've got a voice,
yep.
You've got a character, and I can't
and a
wait
microphone,
to see it
and
happen.
I'm going to use all three.
Up a bit later in the show, though, I have also got a little surprise for you.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
It's the week of surprises
it
because
is.
Yesterday I surprised you, and that is what has inspired my booty drop for today. Do you still call them clubs?
We call them the club.
Yeah. Rain ain't saying she a gold digger.
Rain is so sad.
Wiggle,
Big Mom's booty drop.
Yesterday, I got myself some tats.
You're tatted up, bro.
Tatted up. Actually, that feels really cool. Yeah. I've never felt cool. I suddenly feel really cool.
Do you know what's great? If you were being described, if there was a police incident and someone went, does anyone know the lady with the tattoos?
That's awesome.
That's you.
That's amazing. That's inspired my booty drop for today. Today is Jordan Sparks. Tattoo.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Driving you home for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy. But guys, we're not just driving you home. We're giving away some massive prizes.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. Personally endorsed.
Hello, this is Vanessa.
By this lot.
Jordan.
Rebecca.
Aurora.
Carrie speaking.
Brooke.
Hey, Vanessa.
Hello, Jane.
This is Sarah.
Amanda.
Jamie.
Hello, Kelly speaking.
You.
Oh, my God.
Have won.
$20,000.
Oh, my God.
A new car. You just won a Mazda 3G20.
Just begun. Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
Now, there is nothing I love more than a very ambitious prank.
I think I may have bitten off more than I could chew.
I love it.
I said just coming into this break, what if I, with this caller, pretended I was the person from the sick bay at school calling
yes.
to the mum and telling
yeah,
them
yeah,
their
yeah,
kid's
yeah.
sick at school
yeah.
and need to come and collect
yes.
them
yes.
before we then tell them
yes.
that they've won a trip to
yeah.
Margaret River
yeah. and
in
said,
WA?
And I said, fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I saw the look in your face change when I thought, oh, you've realised.
I have to do it.
Well, and the lack of information.
Yeah, because
well,
I don't, so I know they've got kids.
Yes.
I don't know what their names are and yes. I don't know if they're boys or girls.
Or what school they go
or
to.
Or what school. So
in
it makes all
area.
Of this quite tricky.
But let's still give it a shot.
I also don't have many other go-to voices. So I've already done the English. What if I put my voice on like this?
Perfect. Perfect.
I said, Miss Wheeler?
Yeah.
Yes, Miss Wheeler, it's Barney
and
calling from the
hang
school.
On. Just while you're doing that, can you just give us one? Can you just give us a, oh, Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
today's winning parcel number
yeah.
is 9757. Are you ready, Miss Thompson. Good.
Hello, this is Veronica.
Is that Ms. Wheeler?
Yes, it is.
Ms. Wheeler, it's Barney calling from the school. You might need to come to...
Veronica, did you believe for a second that that was someone from the school?
Actually, yes, I do.
Oh, Marty, it's Carrie from Carrie and Tommy. I was going to tell you your kid was sick and you needed to come and get them, but I don't even know whether your kid is a girl or a boy.
I have one of each.
No, you could have.
Oh, see, I could have. I could have. I
Chris,
just
go
couldn't.
Back into
okay,
the voice.
Okay, okay. I was just calling Miss Wheeler because your son has started vomiting. You need to come and get
them. Oh, I assumed it was actually going to be your son's in trouble.
Can you please award the giveaway in that voice as well, Vicky?
Yeah. Ms. Wheeler?
Yes.
You have won a trip to Margaret River.
Oh, no way. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You go to Margaret River. I understand this is just what you need right now, do you?
Oh, it sure is. I'm actually in my work at the moment.
Where do you work?
In the middle. I'm at Woolies at the moment. I've got two jobs. I work in kindergarten and at Woolworths.
Has it been a full-on year for you? Have you been in a place that's been in lockdown or have you got through it all right?
No, yes, I've been in a place that's been in lockdown and
I've been working two jobs throughout the whole thing and studying full time and homeschooling children.
Okay, this trip you must go with a grown human, another adult, and have some fun, all right?
I will. Don't you worry about that. I'm completely shocked.
Veronica, this trip's worth a fortune. It's return flights for two people, 5-day car hire, 4 nights accommodation. You get a wine tour thrown in there, daily breakfast. Have the most amazing time.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. My boss is saying to me, hurry up, woman.
Hey, Veronica, can you please thank us, but can you do it by holding your nose?
Like Carrie was before.
Yes, I can. Thank you so much. It's fantastic.
You do sound like the lady when I'm in Woolies, Veronica.
There are loads more prizes to give away, guys. We have some huge prizes on the line next week as well. So make sure you go and download the Hit app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you had to finish this sentence, what word would you use? Carrie is a great...
person.
I'll be more creative than that.
What?
Okay. Carrie is a great...
storyteller.
Multitaskers, I think what you're thinking.
Oh, I wasn't.
I reckon you can barely
do one task.
Oh, that's not true.
No, sorry.
I do two jobs and have three kids. I'm a good multitasker. Do them all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not well? Is that what you're implying?
Give me the sentence again.
Carrie is a great...
intimidator. And so I agree with whatever she says. And you are great at multitasking.
I think, though, what's happened is I've now gotten too good at multitasking.
Yeah.
And I'm finding myself in situations that shouldn't be multitasked.
Okay.
Okay. So I have developed this habit where when I'm about to go to the toilet...
Just so we can confirm, you know sitting on the toilet and watching Younger is not multitasking?
Well, that is, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's what happens when I'm on the way to the toilet. So what's happened now...
Oh, no, I've started multitasking. Get out of my way. I'm multitasking. Oh, God. Honey, I need your pants. I'm multitasking.
Get a mop.
I have noticed that I start undoing my pants a long time. It used to just be as I walked into the toilet actual cubicle where the toilet seat is, as I was opening the door, I'd undo my fly, right, just to save a bit of time. At home, I'm obviously not wearing fly pants, right? I'm often just wearing...
These are my fly pants.
I'm most of the time just wearing like trackies or pull-up pants. Pull-up pants. So it's hard to pull them down before you sit, turn around to sit down. But I've noticed at work.
It's hard to pull down pull-up. Oh, before you. Yes, I get
what you mean. Do you know what I mean? Yes, I can't undo my fly if I walked down the hallway with my pants down my ankle.
Yeah.
Mate, if you're wearing pull-ups, you don't even need to go to the bathroom.
That's true.
Maybe I should just start wearing pull-ups. That's really saved me time. It's great for multitasking.
We've got a community you could be a part of.
But I've noticed at work, we've got a long hallway that leads to the bathroom.
Yes.
And this morning I found myself in a bit of a pickle because I'd fully undone my fly and unzipped about 100 metres before the toilet. And then one of my bosses walked past and he was like, hey, Carrie. I was like, hey, how you going? I
and
sat there and had a full
open.
Conversation with my fly and not just undone, like fully like zipped and open, ready to pull my pants down. And as we had the conversation, a couple of times the eyes darted, nothing was said, and I didn't think anything of it until into the cubicle, the boss. And as I went into the cubicle and looked down, I was like, oh, yeah. I've been talking to him the whole time with my pants down. It's like, Carrie, I think you're just trying to do too much. Open your pants once you're in the cubicle.
I think you've done too much. I don't think that's you trying to do too much. I think you've just got to do less. Like, don't walk and undo your pants.
That's what I'm saying. I'm doing too much.
But I've just realised what happened. You remember the other week?
Yeah.
How we were sitting here.
And my fly was undone.
Yes, I just realised you'd walked all the way back from the toilet and you just hadn't done your pants back up.
Well, I mean, what if she's got to go to the toilet again? I mean, why do it up? Just leave it undone all the time.
The thing is,
we just need to buy you crutchless pants and cut out the middleman?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home for your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
I didn't know that Ralph Lauren Polo had a fragrance.
What do you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, it's blue bottle.
It is. Yeah. It's ultra blue. 40 mils for just $34.99.
Smells delicious.
Does it? Have you ever worn it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I reckon.
Get you some. It's a bargain.
What a great time to go and get Christmas presents from Chemist Warehouse. Go and stock up on fragrances. And then when December rolls around, go.
Give it all to the family. Everyone a different smell. Yes. And then Christmas Day, you'll be walking through the house just going, is that combination altogether?
Oh, God. We've created a new scent. La Famille. Great stuff, Chemist Warehouse. Hey, coming up because I've got a little surprise.
Oh, here. I love surprises.
Do you?
I do.
Okay. I thought sometimes it made you nervous.
It does, but I feel like it's a week of good, fun surprises. So that's what I'm expecting. If it's not, then we better change your plans.
We've got to change our surprise. Quick ring around.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but not just us, guys.
No, our executive producer, Sonda, the boss of the show.
Yeah, I just love when she just writes on the board, I've got a break, Sonda break. Yeah, she can do that. She's got the power to just do that.
Yes.
So we don't even know what you're about to tell us.
Son, what are you bringing us today?
I think you know.
Oh, do I?
You didn't turn your microphone on?
I want you to kiss. Is my mic on?
No.
No.
Now.
Is it now?
Yes, it is.
And in
Why
case
are you putting
in case
on that sexy voice?
In case you didn't hear.
I'm always sexy. What do you mean?
Bad at sad, good at sex. That's right. your school motto?
Yeah.
What do you want today?
So when I was young and hot, working in a cafe in Sydney.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I know I'm beautiful now, but yes. I was really something to behold. I was so hot that one of my customers made me a special book.
Oh my God, you have it
now.
That is not true.
Oh my gosh. And it says
on
the front, Mount Sonda, which is presumptuous.
Mount Sonda. It is a picture of the mountain, Sonda.
Yes, I was named after a mountain and he.
Oh my God, this is an awful file.
Why does it say Repetimi underneath?
That is the indigenous name for the mountain. So he made me a book about my name in a, what would you say? That's a binder and he's printed out colour
pages. Why have you still got this?
It's a laminated folder of sad.
I know. You just bring this out to Adrian when he's being annoying and go, I could have been with this guy.
I found it cleaning out the house and I thought, what's sadder, this or the fact that I've kept it?
The fact that you kept it.
He's printed this on that old
really
photo
nice paper.
Yeah. That used to cost a fortune.
Yeah. What does it say? Read me some of the things in it. Is it just all about Mount Sonda?
I don't know what this means. This says, Mount Sonda. Prostrate woman shrouded in purple splendor as the sun's rays dance across the horizon.
Is
the
that
child
his poem?
Moves within, uniting the silent worlds. That's from some bird called Ruth Mayer.
Oh, that's pretty.
A poem. Yeah, it's because Mount Sonda is a
poetry.
Pregnant sleeping
Mate,
lady.
This is the
Mount
most...
Sonda is a pregnant sleeping lady.
I forgot the old secret of how you snag yourself a pretty lady. Remember? Print them off a picture of a rat and put it in a folder. Mount Sonda provides a home to the long-tailed dunnet.
Funny dunnet. What happened when he gave this to you?
So he was very nervous and he handed it over. And at the end it says his little message was, thanks for all the muffins from Charlie. I think he wanted my muffin.
Oh, hey, you really got tickets on yourself, don't you? Hot Sonda.
You've gone from, hey, don't talk yourself down, to like, all right, he's up.
Yeah, and then he asked me out. He said, would you like to eat
And what
coffee?
Did you say?
I politely declined.
Oh. Did you decline by giving him a whole binder full
of reasons why?
Warning or something?
This is wild. There are all these poems in here that are attributed to people, and then there's just one at the back that says, I feel as though I'm falling apart. I feel as though I'm held together.
What is that? Oh, my God. Is that just Sonda's writing? She slipped in there. Mate, you got to check before you give us stuff to write. Who's falling apart? Is that recent?
The next line
said what?
I'm crying through so much mascara.
Oh, my God. When have you written that?
At least it's Sonda's. I thought it was the book. Mate,
Sonda, what is that from? Did you write that?
Yeah, it'll be something really sad.
Oh, we've got to read it now. I'll be sensitive. He won't be sensitive. No, give it to me. I'll read it. I'll be sensitive.
There's all sorts of bad stuff
here. Mate,
it's a letter from my ex-boyfriend. Oh, no.
Is this just your ex's folder?
You handed me the folder.
Oh, no.
I want to see it now. Don't keep it from us.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I wish I could unsee it.
I want to see the falling apart one. Why have you kept it again?
I don't know.
No, not just why have you kept it. Why'd you bring it up on radio?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, same, but backwards.
It's your permitted
way
at the end.
It is
tight. Almost just brought in the trophy to give it to you. To be honest, because we're almost done for the year and you are coming back with a vengeance and I've lost the ability to partake in this game. I'm terrible at it.
Do you know what you and Donald Trump have in common?
We're terrible losers.
Shocking losers.
I said I was about to hand over the trophy early.
I could have said so many other things. That was so nice that I said bad losers.
What else are we like?
Nothing.
No, give it to me.
Tyrants.
Similar tan sometimes. Need a little hair help from other people.
What?
Actually, there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah,
isn't there?
Both wearing a lot of other people's hair. Yes. Well, Jez, what's the score?
It is 18-19 to the Bickmore.
Ooh, am I still losing?
Mm. Only by one.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
All right, here's your first one.
It's down.
Tommy.
Oh, my God. Are you joking me?
I just wanted to do it to really confidence. I know what it is.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, I know it too.
Pickers.
Okay, can you play it again? Oh, it is Justin Timberlake, Senorita. Thank God.
Mm-hmm. All righty, one zip. Here's number two.
Oh, Carrie.
Oh, Bickers.
Shivers. It is. Oh, my God.
That's a wrap.
Rihanna.
Two.
Sweet Dreams.
Tommy.
It is Rihanna, Sweet Dreams. Damn it.
Beyonce, Sweet Dreams.
I actually was going to say Ariana Grande, so, and then I'm like, maybe it is Rihanna, even though you've just been told
wrong. Why did you give the same answer that Carrie gave?
Because like, I thought maybe you were saying it wasn't correct because you'd done the buzzer first.
Oh, yeah. Jesse's not that.
I know.
Like,
come on, mate.
But I was only going to correct you with, because you idiot, it's Ariana Grande.
All right, here's
Grande
number three.
Or Grande?
Don't. Who cares?
Still one zip.
Tommy. Mr. Brightside, The Killers.
Yeah.
Oh, ties it up. Ties it up.
I almost call that song Alibi.
Choking on you. Mm-hmm.
All right, one all. Here's number four.
Carrie.
Bickmore.
It is Flavor.
Three, two,
Usher?
One.
No, it is Craig David. What's your flavor?
Ooh, 2-1.
Usher, biggest
to tie it up. Tommy for the win. Here's number five.
Tommy.
Aww.
Tommy.
Stronger, Kanye West.
Yes. Ties it up. Yes. 19-0.
I told you. What's happened to me?
You've stopped cheating.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, say a few words.
I can't, I'm eating. I'm really hungry.
Hey, mate, we're coming to the end of the year, which also means we're coming up to your birthday.
Mm.
We thought it would be really nice not just to surprise you with something for the end of the year, but to get you an early birthday present.
Oh, this is fun. I'll put my food down for this.
What have you been really passionate about lately?
Roller skating. Well, you know, I'm passionate about music. TikToking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I mean, that makes me sound real shallow. Does it roller skating and TikToking?
No, mate, it's enough. It makes us think we're on the right track. We know you've been loving roller skating. You've been teaching Evie to roller skate as well, and you guys have been skating together.
We did our ad together roller skating.
Yes. What's the major hurdle that you've got with your roller skating?
That I can't roller skate. I thought I could. I can kind of go forward. I definitely can't go backwards.
Mm.
I can't stop or turn.
Mm. Mm.
And I discovered that the only way I stop is in my driveway. I use the garage as a way of stopping. And when we were on our shoot, I didn't have the garage there, so I just kept falling into the grass.
Yes, there was one stage where you started to realise the hill was not flat but sloping down slightly, and the look of terror that came across your eyes. Well, I thought there was someone that we should get in touch with that you would probably really love to chat to, and maybe can even give you a hint or two of how to improve your skating and how to learn how to skate backwards. If you could chat to one person.
Okay, hold on. if this who I think this is, this is not just a present for me. This is also a present for you, which means this shouldn't count as my birthday present. Is this what I think? Is this who I think you're talking about?
Have a look. They're about to pop up in our Zoom.
Oh, it is.
It's Instagram skating superstar Neon Keon.
Hi.
For people that don't know, I am obsessed with you. I introduced your Instagram account to Tommy a few months ago, and now he's obsessed with you. I can't stop watching you roller skate all over the world, looking freaking amazing in your short shorts and your amazing hair and your fabulous talent. I just love you.
Oh, thank you so much. It really means so much to me. I'm honestly just shocked that anyone outside of my mom and my boyfriend and my family even watch me perform or skate or do anything. So I'm so honored and really just excited to be here with you guys.
What I think I love about it is that most of the skating I've ever seen is all just kind of, I think, probably more speed skating more than anything. And with yours, and I think it's because you are a dancer as well, it's the movement. It's just amazing. And I feel like it's taken skating to the next level.
That's so kind of you to say. I mean, I'm still trying to get to a point where I can really, really just like full on dance hardcore on my skates. But it's been an amazing journey so far. So I'm just so happy that people enjoy my videos.
God, it looks like you're already hardcore. I mean, you should see us. Then you'll feel like you really have made it because we are terrible. How many hours a day would you skate for?
It really depends on the day. Sometimes I'll skate for 3 hours. Sometimes I'll skate for 8 hours. Sometimes I'll start early in the morning and I'll just go all day if I have the energy. But it varies day to day. But I love being in them. It fills me up with so much joy.
And Keon, how long have you been doing it for? I mean, how long do you reckon till Carrie can skate like you?
I'm about to celebrate my 2-year skate anniversary at the end of December.
That's not
so. It hasn't been that long.
How early in the piece did you learn to stop? Because I'm having real trouble stopping.
Yeah, that's some of the basics. So how to start and how to stop is really what you want to first focus on. Well, you have your toe stops, right?
Yeah, I just feel that they don't work. I feel like when I toe stop, I'm going to go ass over tit. Like I feel like I just don't like them.
So here's the thing with skating, and this is, I have to switch it in my mind also, because with dance is all about being lifted up, right? Like you want to be long and tall and really light. And with skating, you want to be more grounded. Like you really want to drop your weight down into your skates. And so that helps when you want to stop, because if you're up and you're trying to stop, then you're just going to, go anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's exactly. In fact, that's a really, really good description of me.
Yeah.
Keon, I've got a question for you that might offend my friend here, but I think it's one we need to ask. Do you think anyone can get good at skating?
I think anyone can get good at skating. I really, really do. Truly, all it is just consistent practice. That's all it is. Okay. I really believe.
I've got this.
Carrie, we thought we might do a bit more than just have a chat. And we thought maybe an expert teacher might be able to advance your skating a little bit and get you to the point where you
Keon's
can skate backwards.
Not going
to
watch me skate. How? We're in the room. How?
You've got your skates inside, do you?
Yes.
Keon, would you mind if we did a lesson out in the driveway?
Oh, my God, no.
I would love to give some pointers and to help you out, Carrie, to get you on your way to being a pro.
Can we do it
now? I've gone from excited to embarrassed now because I feel like I convinced her that maybe I was better than I actually was. This is so bad. Okay. As long as Carrie, if you can teach me to go backwards, I'll be happy.
Okay. I think we can do that, definitely. I've seen some of your videos. I think you're ready.
Did you send her the ones of us stuffing up?
Maybe. Let's go check
out.
Oh,
you look good in that. That's why you said that, didn't you? All right. See you out there.
Okay. Yes. I'll see you guys out there. Yay.
All right. Well, we're going to get the guys to head out now and we'll get that skating lesson with Instagram skating superstar Neon Keon up next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon. And if you are just joining us, Tommy has surprised Carrie with a Zoom video lesson with her roller skating idol, Neon Keon, all the way from the States. She's massive on Instagram, at Neon Keon. Now, we've still got Neon on Zoom, and we're about to cross to Carrie and Tommy outside so that they can get a bit of a lesson started. Okay. Carrie's got her skates on. Tommy's ready to help out. How are you guys going out there?
Good. Yep, great. Okay. Yay. See, now I can't stop as I'm coming towards you.
Okay. Keon, what do you want to start with? Do you want to see Carrie's form first?
Yeah, okay, so that we can start with that. Oh, there she goes.
She's all right going forward.
This is the bit where I have to land into the end of my driveway to stop.
Keon, can you tell us what do you see so far? Like, talk us through Carrie's style.
How do I stop now? Oh.
What you want to do to be able to stop is you want to be able to shift your weight all the way to one side. So right now, can you just pick up one leg and see which one is easier for you to balance on?
So good.
Maybe the right.
I keep
rolling into the camera.
You keep rolling forward. I know.
Okay, hold on. Sorry.
So if it's easier for you to balance on the right leg, then when you come to stop, your weight is going to be all the way on the right leg and you're going to put your left toe stop down.
Oh, so you don't put the forward toe stop down. Okay, I'll try.
How are you feeling about that?
Okay, this is much better.
Okay.
Because I was trying to stop with the front foot.
So should we go for a skate up to Keon?
Yeah, we'll go to a skate up to Keon and I'll try and stop.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Great.
Right.
Coming up.
So shift your weight all the way to the
Now wanting to stop. Okay, so I'm shifting my leg right to bending down. Bending down. Starting to drag. Stop.
That was so much better. That was so much better already.
Okay. Good.
Does that feel different?
Better, yes.
That'll be perfect. We'll just pause the video at that point and it'll look like you stopped dead.
Great. I can work on that. Great. So that's one thing. I can definitely work on that. Going backwards is my other tricky thing.
So what you want to do is turn your toes in towards each other, like your toes are pigeon-toed. Exactly. And what you're going to do is you're going to take little tiny steps, step, with your toes turned in.
I love that
look
we learned
you
to
go.
Stop.
Left toe down.
So yes! Cool. Have I ever looked cooler, guys, collectively?
Be careful because you're going downhill.
Oh,
you might pick up some speed.
Okay, you're right. Okay.
If you can start to put your hips in it a little bit. So you're going to go
like
this.
The sound of that.
Toe, okay. Hips to the left. Hips to the right.
Okay. Toe.
Do you think?
Yay!
Great
work, I stopped!
Keon, could you just leave us with an aspirational move?
Great.
Let's assume.
A dance move, an aspirational dance move that I can pull out once I've really mastered it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I think we can do like a Saturday Night Fever type thing if you're feeling that.
Yeah, like a.
But you give it a little flair because you've just learned how to balance on one leg, right?
All right, and and now stop! Oh my god! You're amazing! Thank you so much.
Oh,
you're so beautiful.
I cannot wait to see your reels. You're gonna be. Better than me in no time, I can tell you that.
We could be like the Instagram versus reality scenario. So you just post yours and then post mine.
That would be hilarious, actually. I've been trying to think of ways of bringing more comedy into my skating. So maybe you and I can talk behind the scenes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, you guys.
And if anyone else wants to fall in love with you the way I have, go to @NeonKeon. All the pleasure and excitement is there. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
We'll chuck up all of Carrie's lesson with Neon Keon up on our socials at Carrie Tommy Show if you want to check it all out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, this is fun. Ooh. Normally when we watch I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here, it's happening on the other side of the world. I feel
Africa.
A bit removed because I've not been in the African jungle, you know. I don't know about their creepy crawlies. This year, thanks to COVID, I'm a Celeb is happening in our backyard.
Yes.
Well, not just any backyard. If you've seen the ad on TV at the moment, it is exquisite. It is happening across Queensland with all the things that the world get scared of because of Australia. The snakes, the gators.
The cougars from the Gold Coast.
And Julia and Chris Brown. And Julia joins us now. Welcome.
I mean, not the original cougar from the Gold Coast, but my God, certainly a resting snow leopard.
How's it? You were in the middle of filming at the moment. For the first time this time, you guys are filming ahead of time. You're not doing all of it live. How is it going so far?
Well, it's certainly a new and different adventure for us, which is amazing. Our celebrities arrive this week, so we are about to put them into the jungle, and they'll live that normal time period in the jungle, but we're just sort of going to mix and match and try our best and put it in the can. But I have embraced this. I thought years ago, I don't like this sort of television, and then just years went on in the dusty desert. And you think, you know what, don't actually mind it that much. And then
some of those outfits in the new promo are amazing.
Well, absolutely outstanding. It was a brutal shoot. It was 2 days of shooting. I mean, the crew that worked on it went like maniacs. They were so amazing. Their attention to detail was extreme. And the idea behind having iconic Australian movies was that this year we're bringing the jungle home to Australia. So nothing's more Australian than a lot of those images that we were able to put out. What about the hair and makeup team?
I know. Which was your favourite brownie? Which was your favourite? Like Priscilla, Kenny in the toilet. Which one? What was the one with on the dirt on the car? In the leather.
In the leathers as Mel. I think my all-time favourite was as Paul Mercurio in Restricted Ballroom.
Yep.
Because let me tell you, he had this weird midnight black dye through his hair where I'm just like, I have finally found it. It's a look where you look ridiculous. The rest of the time, he just nails it. It's like, oh, Superman, whatever. I was just a cape, basically. But give him black hair, he looks like a creep. Oh, I love him so much. So good. Yeah, Doctor.
I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here is back on our screens January 3rd on Channel 10. Julia, thanks so much.
Yeah, love you guys so much.
Thanks, Jules. Have fun.
Unreal. Bye, darlings. Bye for now.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know when you spot your neighbour doing something peculiar and you're like, is it only me that didn't think that was a thing that people do, or do I have a strange neighbour?
Didn't think that was... Oh, okay. So you're wondering whether a lot of people do this thing that your neighbour does.
Yes.
Right.
Because as I walk past my neighbour's house, and this is a neighbour who has cared for my children, right?
Oh, God.
So if this is weird, then that weirdo's been in my house.
Sacrificing goats? What's happening?
She was walking her cat on a leash. Is that done? People walk their cats on a leash.
I found out that one of my friends does this over the weekend, and I was is that weird?
Did your view of them change?
Well, yeah, I mean, I always judged him because he has a cat. But, but then I thought, I suppose an animal needs to be taken outside, and I guess it's good it's on a leash, but it seems weird.
We grew up with cats, and they all just roamed like in the front yard and then came back inside. They were never in danger of running away.
I've got two things for you.
Yeah.
How else would you walk a cat?
Well, do you ever need to
walk
a cat?
But that's what I mean. This person obviously wants to go for a walk with their cat.
Well, she said to me when I looked at the lead, and then I'm the person that keeps my thoughts inside, and my mum who's next to me was like, why are you walking a cat on the lead? And she said, oh, it's an inside cat. We need to give it outside time, but we need to put it on a lead to do that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, why?
Because the cat doesn't want to be there. She's not walking. She's dragging it around the block on a rope.
She was walking it around the front yard. It was still within her property. It wasn't in danger of running on the road.
No, but it must just want to run back inside. Is that what it is?
But then leave it inside. Why does it need outside time?
Because maybe it's got some...
Vitamin D?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Pale?
I mean, when I think lead, I just think dog. What other animals do you walk on a lead?
So here's the second thing I was going to say. You should come and spend some time in my neighbourhood, which is a very hipster neighbourhood, because we've got a bloke that walks ferrets.
Really? Mm.
And guess what? He doesn't even turn the most heads in the street.
What's the other thing?
Oh.
Or are they not walking? They're just weird.
No, we've got a guy in a dress that has obscenities written on his umbrella, and he pops his umbrella open at people.
That's funny.
Yes. There's also a woman that walks around with a pop plant on her head. That's when I decided that the difference between crazy and artist was just bodyguards. because I realise she looks crazy.
Yeah.
But if she had two bodyguards, you'd be like, oh, what's Lady Gaga doing?
Anyway, coming up next, the producers are all looking at us because this is the moment in the show they've been telling us all day they're going to make us feel uncomfortable.
I don't know if the fact
that
they're handing us heart rate monitors is a good thing or a bad thing.
Very odd.
Maybe they're going to do a relaxation test.
Are we
going to
run a marathon? What's
relaxed.
Happening next?
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, I saw a very interesting article the other day that I thought we might be able to have some fun with.
Is that why we've been told to strap heart rate monitors to our hands and now we're checking our heart rates? Or is that completely separate?
Was I meant to strap this to my hand? Where have you... What are you... Oh, that's where my heart rate go up.
Has it?
A thrill, yeah.
Mine. Oh, mine's gone up too. Went from 80 to 89. What's yours at?
I'm sitting at 77.
Ooh, low resting heart rate. Is that good?
I don't know. Am I dying?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was like, mine's gone down to 63.
Oh, it's flatlined.
Oh, no.
Mine's gone up to 90. This is really boring.
Mine's gone to 17.
Chat.
No, that's the seconds.
Okay, what did you read?
So the article is the best erotic novels to read ranked by how high they get your heart rate.
Oh, great. This is interesting. Okay.
So originally when we saw this.
I don't read erotic novels.
That's made my heart rate go down. 68.
It's just prepping you.
Oh, no, it's gone to 69. Yeah. I see what my heart rate's doing.
So originally when we saw this, we thought we'll have a bit of fun and we'll get you guys to have a listen to some and see what your heart rate does. And we thought we'd get producer Sonda to read it because notoriously...
Amazing.
I'm bad
she's got
at
the
sad.
Best.
I'm good at sex.
Yeah.
She's good, yeah.
But then earlier in the week, we had a new addition to the team, Jock.
Oh. He's back.
Oh, my God.
Jock's back. Is Jock back?
Yeah. And so what
is
I thought
Jock
we might do...
Is Jock going to read me some erotic fiction?
Is Jock might read some erotic fiction for you?
Hang on.
Is this an early birthday present again, guys?
Has that already sent you...
Let's see. Heart rate's at 86. Yep,
yeah,
gone
it
up.
Has.
87. It's going up by the second, Jock.
So what I need you to do is before we get Jock in here... I need you to close your eyes, okay?
Okay.
And so you're
but
gonna,
I can't check my heart rate when my eyes are closed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To give you a little bit of a preference, two colleagues on a business trip, they've been flirting the whole flight over and they've just arrived, okay?
Okay.
As soon as we land, we flag down a taxi and jump in the back. I grab the back of Kelly's head and press her lips firmly against mine. I've been dying to do that the entire journey, I say quickly. We passionately kiss all the way to our hotel and check in as quickly as we can. The whole time we're stood at reception, Kelly's hand in my trousers.
I can't listen to any of the words. I got trousers.
We both rush upstairs and pile into my room. By the time I've put her bags down, Kelly has already slipped her shirt off, her black hair flowing down over her silky blue push-up bra, trimmed with black lace. I stop and stare for a moment, taking in the stunning view.
It didn't make me laugh like this the other time.
What are our heart rates at, guys?
Mine hasn't moved.
Mine skyrocketed to 72.
Oh, you're into Jock more today than I am.
Apparently. I think, to be honest, it's from holding my arm up. To look at the monitor. I've never held my arm like this for this long in my life.
Oh, I just cut to the chase. So they get together,
Jock.
Yeah.
You in yet, Jock?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, the Smiths family's toy and book appeal is back again this Christmas. Helps bring smiles to the faces of children and families in Australia who need it most.
Every year, thousands of Aussie kids don't get a gift to open at Christmas morning, which is incredibly sad, simply because their families can't afford it. And this is a way to make sure those kids have a smile on their face on Chrissy morning.
Absolutely. And if you're one of those people that thinks, oh, Christmas, I don't know about Christmas, I challenge you to do this and donate and then you'll feel good about yourself.
Absolutely.
Jesse,
it has been a very big week, guys. It's time to take a look back.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Do you want to kick it off?
I'm going to kick things off, guys. I am wrapped. I'm wrapped because the time game, which you guys do not understand, it's genius. I'm wrapped. We finally got a celebrity on board to endorse the time game, and it was none other than Amy Shark. And boy, what an endorsement. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Set, go.
Stop.
Ooh, felt long.
Felt very long, mate. Oh, do you even know time?
I don't have a go at shark.
Well, no, because you know sometimes it goes a little slower than you actually think. How far was I off?
What time? It doesn't. It goes the same all the time.
See, this is the type of attitude she gives our callers as well, and I'm so sorry, Amy.
She's really over this game. Can you stop? Because that scared me a lot.
Jesse, how did shark go?
6.36.
Okay. So I don't know.
How do you feel about the time game now?
Yeah, it sucks. It's a dumb game. I gotta go.
Thank you for your celebrity endorsement of the time game.
Thank you very much. I hate it. All right, see you guys.
Oh, hate the game, but love Amy Sharp.
Yeah, all I heard there was celebrity endorsement.
Yeah, you're the only one that heard that. Jess, how's your week been?
Are you going to ask Jess?
What?
Or are you going to...
ask, oh, I think I know how your week been. How's your week been, Jock?
My week's been very good. Thank you, Cardi. How's you? Earlier on this week, we had my alter ego that we brought to the table. So I'm raw, but I think he's pretty wrapped.
Hang on.
What?
Sorry, are you the same person? Oh, my God.
For your Wednesday afternoon, it's Cardi Beckmore and Tommy
I'm
Little.
I'm so into it.
I know.
I'm into it.
I know.
If you want... think Scottish Jesse, well, Jock, sorry, is your way forward, Jesse.
No, Jesse's dead, is he? Jesse's dead to us.
And we welcome that's Jock to the show.
This is me from now on.
I'll be disappointed if he turns up tomorrow as Jesse.
I did see. I did.
What would you like to be asked?
Oh, see, I'm into that.
Miss Beckmore.
I'm uncomfortable in all the right ways. G'day, Val.
Hello, where's Jock?
Hello, Val. Val.
Jock, yes.
I need to ask you, how do you see our first date ending?
Oh, you can put your shoes under my bed any time.
Hey, Val, I'll fight you for it. To be fair, though, after I heard you read us the erotic fiction earlier as Jock, I'm not as into it anymore. I think you ruined it for me, mate.
On the flip side, I'm more into it. Because how are you feeling?
I am so wrapped. I'm wrapped because this week I did something that I've been wanting to do for a very long time. I got a tattoo, but I'm a little bit raw that you didn't believe that I not only got a family tattoo that I wanted to get, that Chris got the same one, but that I got one of your Yeah Dog designs on my tummy and you didn't believe me. But there's one that I'm actually most excited about.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? Is that not your only tattoo?
No.
Oh, God. No, you didn't.
No.
I just...
First ever. He even said that you don't have one.
No, I don't have a year,
dog.
No,
you
didn't. I did.
Oh, my God.
No.
Like that is an awful idea.
I don't believe that's real.
I could show you the vision of him doing it.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Yeah. Do we have it now? Here? Yep. I'll show you the vision of him doing it.
Is it really?
It's really.
What? Don't worry, it's fun. I'm fun, Gary. I've cut my hair. It's fun.
It's so fun.
Giving me anything. No, because I got your freaking brand tattoo on my body.
Why? Because I'm just crying.
Don't be concerned, mate. I'm turning 40. My mum thinks I'm having a midlife crisis.
Oh, my God.
I haven't showed her that one. I've only showed her the other one because I get. But... you know what? I just think this year has proven to us if you don't just go do fun things.
Yeah, dog.
And I've already Googled removal. Thought if I hate it, I'll just get it removed.
You're not going to get the Yeah Dog removed?
Or maybe. Depends if Sonda's reaction is how I feel tomorrow. Fortunately, I don't have to get the removal done because it was done in pen and it's already come off. No. And it was a prank.
Yes, but you still have a tap.
But I do have a real tap on the bottom of my
leg. How are you feeling? A day later, part of the elite club.
Do you know what's so weird, right? No. We didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday, but I was going to get it on my wrist. But only, and that's what would be my plan for 5 months.
The Yeah
only
Dog.
When I, no, not the Yeah Dog, the family tattoo with the letters of my kids.
Yes.
Only when I was on the project the other night talking, I looked at my hands as I was talking. I was like, oh, no, that means every time I do the news on the project, you're going to see it. And I just started to second guess it. So only on the day did I decide to get it on my ankle. And my ankle is a part of my body I hate the most. I hate my ankles. And now my ankles have a tattoo on it. So I've drawn everybody's eye to the part of my body that I hate most. But weirdly, it's made me like my ankles more because my kids are down there.
Mate, your ankles are great. The tattoo looks great.
Your ankles are great.
Your ankles are great.
At Carrie Tommy Show if you want to check out the video.
Stay tuned for next week for more compliments like that. Great ankles.
Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now.
At carrieandtommy.com.au. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie and Tommy are off to get their Christmas shopping done. For Christmas gifts everyone will love, head to the home of big brand fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.